97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, they are amazing. The amount of downloads, and they are giving as well. Angels and Airwaves, Tom DeLong, David Kennedy on the phone. Fellas, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Are you guys nuts? You guys are musicians, and you're giving away your album for free on the internet?
We sure are. We pretty much were doing that already, even being on a major label, you know? But we were at this point, kind of an impasse, where we felt, and not everyone's like really curious about why we're doing this, but to us it seems like the smartest thing in the world. To try and go out and take down every barrier and make our record available to anybody that's interested. And that's kind of what happens with TV on cable or whatever, or even when you're traveling around listening to the radio station, you get the chance to hear all this great music and be introduced to all this great art. But with us, it's I think we've kind of proven in the first 36 hours why we wanted to do that, where we basically we did about 250,000 downloads in the first 36 hours.
How many?
250,000.
Oh my, that's awesome, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you. So we're excited. I mean, we're like, this is exactly what we were shooting for, and we felt it could happen. And there's many other things that the band can grow its business from over the years if we have fans. So we're not concerned about the album itself, you know?
Again, we're talking to Tom DeLong, David Kennedy. It's Angels and Airwaves. The new album is called Love, and it's available online. In fact, you can go to cnykiss.com and click over, or you can go to angelsandairwaves.com and do it either way. So pretty much, you just want to get as many people to hear the music as possible, and then hoping that they come to the shows later on, right?
Well, kind of. You know, we have a bunch of interesting things we're doing, because we have a movie that's coming out sometime this year with the album that we've been making for the past 4 years. We have a pretty hyped-up website that does things like pay-per-view and does live broadcasting of sorts. So we also believe that, yeah, like, you know, if as many people as possible can get the record, then they'll not only come back to our website, interact somehow, they'll also maybe go see the film, they'll also come to the shows. So we're in this for the long haul. And trust me, I mean, everyone thought it was crazy, but I think everyone's kind of starting to understand why we did it now. You know, it's really exciting.
We're under that Field of Dreams business model, I suppose, where you build it and they will come.
Absolutely. And Dave, it's got to be cool to be able to put your stamp on something and get in front of as many people as possible, right?
Well, yeah, that's always been the kind of issues where you're always just like, you know, all I really hope is this, that the record has a chance be heard, and this is for us probably the best way, or the best way, to get it in front of as many ears as possible, so that they can get like a real judgment of what it is.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Tom DeLong, David Kennedy. It's Angels and Airwaves. The new album is called Love, and you can get the entire thing for free at cnykiss.com, or you can go to angelsandairwaves.com and do it that way. Fellas, tell me about Mod Life. What exactly is this?
About 6 years ago, the band started, I think it was. And about 4 or 5 years ago, we were realizing that as we were trying to create this band and get started, the labels were crumbling, and it was a horrible thing to try and grow a band in that environment. So we dreamed up a way that we felt could be an option to solve the music industry crisis. I have a few companies here. People know we do a few things at this company we've been doing for years. But one of the things that we dreamed up was a thing called Mod Life. And basically, it's like a prepackaged website where you drop in your artwork. But it's also like a $10 million platform that runs your business, basically. So we hired one of the creators of Guitar Hero and Rock Band to basically create a virtual environment that lets artists not only protect their art all in one place, but monetize it up to like 7 or 8 different ways. And that's what the Angels and Airwaves website sits on. But the other thing is, it's cool about the platform is it's completely free to an artist to use. Mod Life only makes money if the artist does, and the artist makes up to like 75% of all the revenue. So what we did is we were thinking, basically, if we can give away our record for free, the greatest work of our life to date, basically, with this film and everything, then our website itself it can sell music. It can sell movies and rent movies, do pay-per-views, do fan club subscription types of stuff. It does advanced ticketing. It does advertising. It does all these different things. We basically can grow these areas of the business that aren't readily traded around for free.
Right.
And then we can let the music be free, which we always believed in anyways. We always thought that, you know, when you pick up a guitar as a kid, you just want people to hear it. You know, you don't really want software to go out and block people from hearing it. And that's kind of what's been going on for the past 10 years. And we're just not into that.
Absolutely. Again, it's Angels and Airwaves, the band. The new album is Love, available for free download at cmykiss.com, angelsandairwaves.com. And if you're in a band, if you are into music at all, modlife.com. Check it out and see what it can do for you. Now, you guys grew up together, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. I was always, like, really good-looking, trying to bring David along.
This is always the point where it turns.
It's going to be, well, yeah. What do you want to
know? We did.
No, I was just
since we were young teenagers, and we had a pretty strong group of friends that our life revolved around music and skateboarding. That was our life, and here we are. We also were in
the... He didn't even get to answer the question.
Well, I'm just
that was a yes or no question.
It sounded cool, but somehow, every time I say skateboarding, it sounds like, you know, when we were young lads, we rode bikes.
Was there anything else you wanted to know about us growing up together?
We kissed and stuff.
Actually, I was just going to kind of lay it out there, because now that you guys get to work together and, you know, have that childhood friendship turn into business thing, which normally, you know, you would expect to not work out well, but it seems to be working very well for you guys.
We've known each other for a long time, but we were able to do another band together called Boxcar Racer years ago. So
right.
I think that helps the process of how you get to know somebody in a work environment also, you know. So I guess we learned that we worked well together, you know, from quite a while back also, on top of just being friends, so...
Yeah, kind of like when you go off to high school and you know, if you're best friends in high school, you never room together in college because then you guys end up hating each other. That's kind of like what a band is too, right, sometimes, right?
It kind of, you know, it totally is. And when the cool thing was is when we got Angels and Airwaves together here, you know, we're all adults, you know. When you're in a band, you kind of grow up as a human being and as a business person with people that you might not have even had the same kind of outlook on life with necessarily in the beginning, so... It's hard. That's why a lot of bands break up, basically, is because you find yourself a completely different person later than you were when you joined the band.
Even that, you just get, like we always say, you just end up, when you start a band, as a kid, you started just with the people down the street, or you don't really have that conversation about what you really want out of your band. You just talk about, oh, that dude plays drums pretty good, or that guy plays bass pretty good. And
no, come on. No, Dave, Tom, guys, come on now. It's all about who's got what equipment.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah.
Who's got the best equipment and who's willing to bring it?
That sounds good, too. Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Now, you guys are, again, we're talking to Tom DeLonge, David Kenny, Angels and Airwaves, available free. I know you guys got to go. You guys are going on tour pretty soon, right? Did I lose you?
Hey,
I lost you.
My phone's dying.
Oh, no.
But I picked it up, though. So what was the last question that you just had there?
I know you guys are going on tour soon. Angels and Airwaves going on tour.
Yeah, we are announcing tour dates either today or yesterday. They just announced them yesterday, actually. So we will be leaving out here to a two-band bill. You know, we like to play a couple hour sets, pretty dramatic, theatrical kind of movements. We have a lot of fun, and we're playing with a band called Say Anything, and this will be a fun one. It might be one of the last ones we do in these types of venues. So I'm really looking forward to it and expecting it to be great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know you guys got to go. I know a lot of people are really looking forward to a Blink reunion, too. I know that's coming down the pipe, and we appreciate that as well. It's Angels and Airwaves. It's Love. It's available for download for free. CMYKiss.com and angelsandairwaves.com. Tom DeLonge, David Kenny, thank you so much for the time, fellas. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right, man. Talk to you soon. It's Angels and Airwaves, everybody. Be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.